This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, September 16th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neri and I shall be your host for today. You know, when we have royalty inside, you know, we start stuttering. We have Mr. Dave Williams, you know, our advocate and activist, especially about men issues, is in studio and he brought guests.
Yes.
He brought guest Mr. John Trimmer, who's an international guest coming to the Bahamas to help us, help ourselves.
That's correct.
So we're excited to have him in studio.
Yes.
But I'm going to make Dave introduce him formally so we can all know who is this John Trimmer and what he's doing in the Bahamas at this present time.
So just want to say pleasant good morning. Once again, it's always a pleasure over the years to be on Guardian Radio. Thank you, C.A. Neri, Aaron Grant, Dwight Strawn, and all of you who have extended an opportunity for me to be a part of Guardian Radio. I just want to say I do more than just men's ministry, but since that's my passion.
That's your passion.
That's my passion, yeah.
That's why I use my hero.
Yes, right. So in a chat group I'm a part of, I saw this advertisement about substance abuse. And so for those of you, you know my passion is with ministry, in particular men. And I recognize as the acting executive director of Prison Fellowship Bahamas, and we know I deal with a lot of men over the years. We have men in our halfway houses. And so anything, any information that can help us with our men, and substance abuse is one major thing. I'm here having a seminar, and it was catered towards, we call it the layperson CA, that's me, persons who are not clinically trained in these areas, but providing training for persons like myself who interact with men regular. And once I saw that, I reached out to this gentleman, discovered that he's coming here. Today he's having a seminar over the Ocean Club Paradise Island. And, you know, I say, hey, I shared it with all of my men's group, and it's not just for men. So I just want people to know, also the ladies are invited. But I want to introduce you, Mr. John Trimmer, CEO of Optimum 360. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate being here. And just as a little bit of background, I quote retired to the Bahamas.
That's
some
correct.
Years ago.
Yes.
And you know, had, for reasons that we can talk about, a calling to go back to the States and start something that I had actually done before in the area of behavioral health and substance use disorder treatment. And so I'm happy to be back here. And when I did leave, I wanted to see what we could do to support the efforts here in the community to address this need that is pervasive with everybody in the world. You know, that's no one is more than one degree of separation from the trauma of addiction. And so we wanted to come back and see if we can contribute to the efforts here.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for your talent and skills. And then to make sure you talk directly to the mic, your talents and skills that what you're running to the Bahamas. So I want to say thank you very much, Mr. Trimmer, for that. So what made you wanted to find Optima Care 360? What was the decision to say, man, I'm going to start that?
Well, you know, again, we all are one degree of separation from the tragedy of substance use disorder. And we had a personal acquaintance that, you know, actually got hooked on benzodiazepines, which unfortunately causes seizures and other kinds of issues. And this person had a seizure, fell into the water, and drowned.
Wow.
And so it was one of those things where, you know, we said, well, you know, maybe I need to go and see what we can do to address these issues. Because, again, everybody, almost everybody in this world is affected directly or indirectly by substance use disorder.
Yes.
So what's the overall vision of it?
Well, what we want to do is be transformational. I've been fortunate to be somewhat of an entrepreneur in the healthcare arena through my years. Mm-hmm. And, when you start something, you really want to look for ways in which you see issues that are affecting legitimate treatment, and you want to provide a response to that. So our vision as a company is to be truly transformational and really to provide foundational information and consistency in delivery of what we're doing. Very much looking to be a national as well as an international force in delivery of behavioral health services and substance use treatment. So this is not just a center or two. This is something that we're really looking for technology and focus to be able to provide more consistency and obviously improved outcomes in the whole area.
And before, I have a number of questions I would do want to ask you, but I want to ask you about the seminar you have. It is at Ocean Club. When is that exactly?
Yes, tonight.
Tonight?
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
We are going to have about a 2 to 2.5 hour program. And it's really a call to action for the community. And it's as much of a proposition that we believe that by providing foundational understanding, not necessarily to try to teach people to be clinicians, but a foundational understanding of the whole area of addiction and behavioral health disorders with a very directed curriculum and supporting materials, yes, that we can provide a foundation for assisting people. And certainly the community has a lot of outreach. In many cases, community leaders already have a relationship with a number of people in need. And so they can be involved in that without the stigma of perhaps entering initially into the organized delivery system.
And so who should attend this seminar you have?
Yeah, basically, what's going to be required of any successful treatment in large part is compassion and finding a way to commit and incentivize the patient for doing that. So it's really anyone that has a compassion, which is obviously embodied within the community leaders and the church leaders, and anybody that can make the commitment to assisting people in a fairly structured program and commit the time and energy to do that. Because in many cases, compassion is a primary ingredient that a lot of these individuals have had very major trauma in their life, and they've been given up on, and people judge them all the time. And it's really having someone that is there for them. And so we need a commitment from somebody to not give up on them this time. So it's a very structured program. It's going to require 3 hours a day for three sessions a week and for a very structured program for intervention. So we need people that are empowered and compassionate and passionate about doing this.
So you mentioned that you'll be meeting at Ocean Club today.
Yes.
Is there a cost for this?
No.
Free?
Yeah. So we're meeting in what we wanted to do, we're doing is able to be delivered across the masses. And so we wanted to provide this back to the Bahamas. Again, I have a warm spot in my heart for the Bahamas and the people of the Bahamas.
We have his behemoth. We appreciate you.
So we've committed to actually the organized delivery system as well as the community that will be providing this, at no charge indefinitely. So as long as we can be a value and service to people in this community, then we will continue to support them.
Before I ask some more questions, let me go back to Williams. I know you have started inviting people to attend this seminar.
That's correct.
What type of people have you started reaching out to?
Well, I have reached out to, and I must admit, I was a bit little prejudiced. I reach out to a lot of persons in my men's group. I'm in about 10 different men groups. And I send the fly out and I shared the information and invited them to be a part of it. And I also shared it on another program. So generally, primarily, I reach out to a lot of men groups that I'm a part of.
Okay. Because I recently we had a number of interviews by various mentoring programs, various counseling programs. Right. Should these people come and attend this to enhance their program?
The ideal. I reach out to, and I'm also involved in programs with men, with boys, challenge youths in terms of drugs, alcohol, sex addiction, and you name it. Mm-hmm. So I reach out to the individuals personally, sending them an invitation to come out.
Okay, Mr. Trimmer, let's talk about your clinical education modules. What type of modules are you going to have? Like, what can the persons who are coming to this seminar expect to see, to learn, to put bring back to their program?
Well, in essence, the foundational assets that we bring to the table is really creating a repository of what's called best practices or evidence-based care. And so that becomes the foundational approach from a clinical standpoint. And in combination with that is to guide clinical intervention, group therapy, is really to have consistent psychoeducation in the form of video modules and a way in which group leaders can facilitate a very productive group interaction with the participants in the group. So what we're trying to do, what we call, is normalize clinical excellence. So what that means is that we're trying to provide the tools, the organization, the structure, and the direction that allow what we call ordinary people extraordinary work. And we do that through the tools and support and a defined curriculum to do that.
Okay, so Optima Care 360 has already started. It's an initiative. But have you started partnering with any, local programs like Princess Margaret Hospital, Sandilands, any of these other grouping? Have you started that, anything like that?
Yes, well, we actually started with Sandilands in the organized delivery system. So we actually have about 35 professionals undergoing our clinical training as we speak. We are scheduled during the first week or the week of October 6th to come back and do some in-person training to be able to provide the foundational information about how to use the modules that we have for a directed group curriculum for group therapy intervention. So that was foundational that we were able to generate their support to do this. And again, we are very much a supportive organization to provide them additional tools that are in their toolbox to be able to hopefully improve outcomes. And then based on that, we wanted to then outreach the community because we all know that there's a stigma disorder. Yeah. People are being judged as being weak and the like. And so we know that the community is where a lot of these people show up, for need for housing or need for food or need for spiritual guidance in the form of our organized churches. And so we believe that this is a great area to be able to empower those individuals in the community to be able to provide a resource where we can begin to intervene in these circumstances and certainly coordinate with the organized system. Because again, we're not looking to train clinicians. We're looking to provide a first step toward recovery that can be provided in the group. And that's what the purpose of the outreach through the community is.
I want to know basically how to get in contact with you. Those persons who are on the ground helping Bahamians now, especially dealing with substance abuse. Our company has really performed the best international best practices right now. But how do we get access to it? Like, how do I communicate with you? This is the stress I'm going through now. How can you help me define my program?
Well, again, we will pride ourselves in being able to provide all the tools and the foundation and the education to be able to deliver a meaningful intervention through the community. And again, this is very much a proposition that we want to find out tonight and in working with the community here as to whether or not this is possible, to be able to just provide the foundational clinical understanding as well as the patient education tools to be able to provide a meaningful interface. And so I think that we're going to have to rely on level of commitment on the community to be able to follow through on this. And obviously we'll want to be able to extend the access to that any which way we can throughout the Bahamas. So to the extent that these programs through the community take hold, that there are ways in which people can get involved and contact from loved ones or the patients themselves to get involved with a treatment intervention.
Is there a web?
Well, as of right now, the education or the media page comes through www.optimacare360.com. Clearly, to the extent that we begin to mature a little bit here in the Bahamas, we can certainly set up specific access in the Bahamas with specific .bs type of web access.
Well, besides the government in terms of their medical facilities, the church tend to lead this charge regarding helping people in community, especially not necessarily mental health now. We're not talking about, we talk about substance abuse and abuse of all of these other things, gambling. That I know Williams mentioned sex abuse, whatever it is, right? How the people who attend this seminar tonight, at what time again, 7 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at Ocean Club. First, I want you to tell us, how do they access Ocean Club, one, right? And what will be some of the things they should be asking you when they show up?
Well, first of all, let's answer the first question. They show up at the gate and they say they're associated with the Optima Care 360 golf course. So you go through the gates at Ocean Club, and you know, you basically, if you're not familiar with Ocean Club, you just go straight and you'll see a building on the left and a bunch of cars in the parking lot, and that'll be the location. And what we really want to do is have an open discussion. We want to certainly present our program and to be able to convey the level of conviction and commitment that's going to be required to be to offer a successful program. So I very much tonight want to be able to engage in an open discussion to understand the prevalence that which we are exposed here to substance use disorder. Want to have a discussion about what it's going to take to make these programs successful. So we will have this kind of discussion tonight. So hopefully there will be room for any question that they might have to be able to put it on the table tonight.
Okay. In terms of monitoring and evaluating your success, especially from an international setting, how will you be doing that?
Well, let me say that it's very important that you get feedback be able to evaluate. But I've got to say that it's a very, very major challenge to be able to measure outcomes. And I'm not trying to avoid this question, but when you try to take a program and you try to normalize outcomes for the type of drugs, the type of social circumstances that has been in place, the socioeconomic situation of the person, you know, it's very, very, and how many years? You measure it 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. Mm-hmm. How do you really normalize for all of that to be able to come up with a totally objective way of measuring that? You know, I think that one of the things that we do find, because it is predictor of success, is do people drop out? You know, do people show up? Are they interested? Now, we do, as a matter of course, with our patient modules and through the group therapy, we ask for feedback. You know, so we ask the patients, was this helpful to you? Was it easy to understand? Do you apply it in your own life? And we ask on a scale of 1 to 10, and we're getting consistently among the questions we ask on our seminars between 9 and 10 on all of the responses. So it is engaging for the patients. It's providing a normalized process for them. And so that's one measure. And I wish I could tell you that there is some great scientific, defensible way that you could truly determine the effectiveness of the program. It's very, very difficult to do that because of the reasons I mentioned.
I have a couple of texts asking me for a contact for Dave right now, Dave Williams, so they can get contact with Mr. Trimmer. So give them some phone numbers so they can communicate to you, so you can communicate to Mr. Trimmer, please.
Okay. My cell, 433-6917.
Yes. I also want to go and delve into the structure of this Optima Care 360 program, right? Just so people could be familiar with it walking in, that they familiar with the structure in general. So give me some details about that.
Well, the first thing, I just want to, if I could take a second, just mention some of the values that we bring to this. And one of them is that, you know, we look at addiction in many respects as a solution, not the problem. Because the addiction ultimately masks an underlying issue that people have in their life. Trauma-related, we talk about trauma-informed care. And so, you know, addiction is not something, say, I'm just going to get up here and you know, get addicted. It's an escape. It's a way to circumvent that particular issue in their life. And so, you know, you really can't address the addiction without understanding what we say, what happened to you, not what's wrong with you. So we don't try to judge people on what's wrong with you. We try to respect their pathway to how they got to that addiction. And it's really that understanding. It's called collaboration, that we want to make sure that we with a patient and meet them where they are and understand the pathway that they got to this situation. Unfortunately, not only in the Bahamas, but everywhere, you know, trauma begets addictions, and addiction begets more trauma. And we talk about homelessness, and we talk about vocation issues, and we talk about relationship issues that are often all related to the consequences of trauma. So what we're trying to do is, first of all, provide that perspective that we need to meet patients where they are. We need to also be understanding that there is a process that, you know, like a medical issue. You could have a back problem, and you have a recurring back problem. And in this case, we certainly want to have as a goal sobriety. But if somebody fails at that, we want to use that as a learning experience. And what happened? Why did we fail? What trigger did we have that we couldn't control? And use that as a way to be able to build more tools to be able to do that. So there's a foundational understanding that we try to convey. But in terms of the specifics, what we, again, talking about providing consistency and predictability in care, which is a consistent base of values, consistent base of a clinical understanding, foundational understanding, but then providing the patient education tools and the facilitation of being able to run a group using the tools and being able to assist and promoting healthy group interaction with the whole group. So that's what this is. And so what we're trying to do is to really make it easy to be successful. And people come, you know, put in a room with people that are troubled, 10 people in a room, and try to come up with a program on the fly. We want to make it very easy for people to be successful in this program. So we call it normalizing clinical excellence through the use of tools and organization. So that's what we want to deliver in terms of support to the whole program.
So do you tailor the program based on the person who's providing the care needs?
Well, we would, again, expect that no matter who is providing the group leadership,
yeah,
that it's a relatively consistent approach. So we have a curriculum that's laid out with supporting patient information, supporting facilitation of group discussion in the way of reflections. How does this information pertain to you? You know, person A, person B, let's have a discussion. And then leading into some skill development. How do we take the information and build the pathways in life that we can address triggers and we can address other things that may cause us to return to use?
Does your program have anything in reference in environment? Like a number, I'm tailoring to the Bahamas now, a number of persons who have abuse, right? The environment adds to the abuse. And I find that a number of the clinics, the number of the support groups, the local support groups, have issues coming up with programs to deal with their environment. They servicing them, but the people got to go back home. And the problem still exists there. And do you have any techniques that you can give them to say, well, you can do this now?
Well, the first is a perspective, and we call it the biopsychosocial spiritual model of care. And it's really a holistic approach that you can't take addiction in isolation. Mm. You know, it's not an isolated thing. It's a response to certain things. It's response to that environment. And so when we bring a patient into the system, one needs to, again, what happened to you? How did you get to this point? And you have to address all of these things, the social circumstances, the potential behavioral health issues, the maybe medical issues. So you really need to take it in total. And you need to construct a pathway to recovery that addresses everything. And so if you're in a toxic environment, you need to be able to provide some direction that, you know, part of your recovery involves divorcing yourself from that toxic environment. Mm. You need to establish new friends, new relationships, and provide a sense of purpose beyond what your existing routine is.
So you could be giving some best practices on solving that?
Yes, there's what we look at is there are stages of recovery. Mm. And the first is called stabilization, which is let's control the addiction. Let's get you safe. Let's get out of a toxic environment. And so be able to put you in a position to do that. And ultimately, through those phases of it goes into ultimately the end is flourishing, which is really fulfilling your life and deferring to a spirituality that is greater than yourself. And how can we embrace that and embrace that way in which we can move forward and find purpose in our life beyond our structure, our past life where we're just dealing with, you know, with a dysfunctional type of existence.
We have a caller who wants to address you right now. We're talking to Mr. John Trimmer from Optima Care 360, and of course with him is Dave Williams. I have Dave Williams as one of my heroes, right? Especially dealing with men issues, all right? And he brought in Mr. John Trimmer to deal with substance abuse. That's what the correct. I'm trying to make sure I get all the right verbiage and stuff like that, right? And he, Mr. Trimmer, is having a seminar tonight at the Ocean Club at 6:00. Right.
Yes.
And basically anyone who's dealing with mentoring persons with substance abuse and abuses in general, right?
Male and female.
Male and female. Addiction, disease, addictions, right?
Yes.
You, like, come out.
Yes.
It's free.
Yes.
It, no charge. It's free at Ocean Club. And experience some best practices and working and mentoring various organizations. So come out if you're part of an organization or if you want more information about it. Just come out and listen to him on how he can help us in the Bahamas. But let's go to the caller right now. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're here with John Trimmer.
I got today to stock in a race along with you, Mr. Trimmer.
Yeah, hello.
You're at a decent place at Ocean Club. I used to work there when I could have seen. Of course, my name is Brayman Darling Ferguson. I used to be on the maintenance staff. But what I want to say to you, right, I haven't heard you mention anything about what you would call a payback. Restitution. Sorry, put it in that voice terminology, but restitution. What's your opinion there? Should I hang up and listen, or
You may need to explain some more? But I allow Mr. Trimmer to see if he can appreciate what you said, and if not, you may have to explain it more so he can appreciate the question, so he can answer you properly.
Yes, if you could give me a little bit more clarity on the question, I'd be happy to address it.
Oh, okay, I'll put it like this. What's your topic?
What is my topic?
Right.
But Mr. Trimmer is here giving a seminar come tonight at 6 o'clock at the Ocean Club. They have people who want to learn about substance abuse and the best practice policies internationally. And his organization, the Optima Care 360, is hosting the seminar coming tonight at 6 o'clock at the Ocean Club. Yeah, Brayman, you going? But go ahead. But finish giving me a summary about Optima KS 360, about the goals and the objectives and why you decided to come to the Bahamas to assist us in our programs.
Well, again, I left the Bahamas to actually go do this, and I was happily in retirement and enjoying the beaches and everything here. But when I left, I did understand that I wanted to bring it back here. And so we're in the process of again, working through the delivery system and participating in whatever way we can do improving or supporting the delivery of care here. So that's why we want to come back here, as a way of giving back.
And as a matter of history, posterity, you mentioned you left the Bahamas to go and do this. Where did you go?
We left Las Vegas to come here, and we went back to Las Vegas to start this company.
Good. And now you're back here now, an assistant. You're putting your shoulder to the wheel and say, are you helping?
We're helping here. I'm only here for a limited period of time right now. We're coming back in October to do some actually in-person clinical director here and do some training, both for the Sandilands Hospital as well as for, for the community.
And again, I want to say I appreciate you and thank you again. Dave, give your number again so they can contact you. Those who are listening who are part of the Rare Association can contact you to get in contact with John Trimmer.
What I want to say too is every Saturday at St. Michael's Methodist Church, Dr. David Allen, Man Cave. It's been an awesome experience. I've been there now 4 weeks in a row where men get together and sit down and talk about some of the challenges they face. St. Michael's Methodist Church, every Saturday afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m., Man Cave. You can reach out to me at 433-6917. I'll repeat it again, 433-6917.
And our website is www.optimacare360.com, and it's been a real pleasure. I appreciate you having me on the show.
It's a pleasure. Yeah. That's Mr. John Trimmer, of course, Mr. Dave Williams. They're having a seminar again tonight. Ocean Club is free. You show up. Get all this information. This is Guardian Radio AM. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nothing beats a Chick Charney challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun and excitement all around. Problem? Try the Chick Charney Lite version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chick Charney Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit chickcharneychallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic and Art of Graphics.
To Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is CA Nuri. Aaron Green is back with me. Of course, we have Judge Carol Munnings, who's going to be joining us in studio shortly.
Why you bring the judge for me, Nuri? I thought we resolved that. I thought we was using the restorative justice plan.
That. We are better now.
Okay.
But the judge is here in a different capacity.
Because I tell you, if I had known your wife was home, I wasn't coming to teeth the mangoes right then.
But the judge is here in a different capacity.
Okay, good stuff.
She's here to talk about a women's conference that is coming up in October.
Cool. I'm also glad I'm here now. I'm glad that I gave the men some space.
Yeah, so you could lead this charge because they're talking about women's issues. Mind you, they're having a jazz concert also, and I guess I could come to that. But this is primarily for a women's conference that is coming up in October. It's 3rd, and it's going to be October 4th is the jazz concert. So as soon as the judge is in studio, we're going to be able to go in detail and provide more information about that.
All right.
But I believe in women conferences.
Good. Once you just, I mean, I guess I believe in judges too. I just don't believe in judges judging me.
When last you been in front of a judge?
I was trying to get in front of a judge the other day, but unfortunately it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it did work out for the people who didn't want me to see the judge. But other than that, dear Royal Bahamas Police Force, listen, you got a lot of new young officers on the team. And like this whole continuing education thing, you got to continually engage them and ensure that they understand the assignment and that they not falling into bad habits on the first day on the job.
Okay. Just now we had a guest talking about substance abuse, and they're having a big seminar coming at Ocean Club tonight at 6 o'clock, right?
Okay.
They have an international speaker coming to give us the best practices in terms of dealing with people with substance use and addictions, not just substance use. Anyone who have different strange addictions.
Right, because I was going to say, and like you say, strange addictions, addicted to food, addicted to sugar, addicted.
I'm addicted to sugar.
Yeah, most of us are, and we are unaware.
I'm going through some things.
That this thing that we're doing every day with our bodies is the result of an addiction, right? But yeah, people can be addicted to more than just substances or dangerous drugs.
Yeah, right? But the conference that Judge Carol Munnings is going to be coming about is going to call "Elevate and Empower with Elegance." I love that name. The reason why I like the name is with elegance. Because you know, we men have issues at times saying, oh, you all always, women always want to lead and do things. But the idea, the theme is elevate, empower with elegance. Mm-hmm. It shows that this is still women being women and not have to be men. Or am I being sexist?
Okay. So sometimes the words are loaded. Right? You know, what I thought was, what's the two words you use? Empowerment and...
Elevate, empower, and right. Elegance. With elegance.
Because guess what? Elevating oneself and empowering oneself isn't always pretty work. Not all of it, right? Like, it's a broad thing. And sometimes we get to take off the heels and go into the dirt, right? And plant our feet to lift ourselves or our family or our community up just a little bit. Yeah. But there are also parts of the work, right? That mm-hmm. we do that part of the work, and then there are other parts of the work that don't require that, right? Getting in the dirt, planting the seeds and tearing the limbs off the coconut tree, right? That there are parts of the work that we do in elegance, right? So it's the washing the dishes and the thing, but there's also the gathering together and communing and sharing space and telling stories, and right? And we could do this in elegance.
I see the judges here. I want to welcome Judge Carol Munnings. Welcome again.
Good morning.
And nice to have you. My pleasure, always.
Well, I stand just now.
I can really stand. I can stand. I need to have a narrative about your seminar that is happening right now.
Good morning again. Thanks so much for having me. So this is an elegant event that is for women to help us to, as it says, elevate. So it's a three-part event, mm-hmm. right? You were talking about kind of getting your hands dirty. It's not really or doing that work. So it is going to be a VIP dinner that has, it's actually not just a VIP dinner, a VIP package, the Friday evening, the 3rd of October, mm-hmm. that is going to entail a brand strategy masterclass that is going to be delivered to those persons who register as VIP, and a special dinner that evening. Saturday day is a one-day conference for women, where we're going to get into those issues that we have as career women, professionals, whether it's leaders, senior managers, that kind of thing, giving us encouragement and the tools and the skills to help us to press on and press forward, right? That's the elevate part of it. And then the elegance part, there's going to be a sophisticated jazz concert at Margaritaville Resort on Friday, on the Saturday evening at 8 p.m. And it's going to be really quite something. I am so excited for Absolutely. People to come to that.
You ever watch 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton?
I experienced working 9 to 5.
I asked you if you watched it before.
Yes.
There's an iconic scene, I think it's like at the beginning of the movie. It's been so long since I watched it, where mm-hmm. all the women are walking to work their professional jobs from New York City.
Yes.
And they have on tennis. Because the walk is hard, right? But then they have their elegant work shoes in their bags, right? When they get to work.
So I have this philosophy about life where, you know, I think that it's important to have confidence and self-awareness, which helps us to chart the way that we want to go, as opposed to just simply, you know, conforming to whatever society says. And you need that self-awareness and confidence. And then you also need to have goals where you want to go, be self-directed about that so that you're not just, you know, mm-hmm. shifting with the wind. But also in that work that we do, there needs to be some joy, some pleasure, and some elegance in it to round out the experience. And that's why this particular conference is sandwiched between the work, if you will, the serious business is sandwiched between the elegant dinner in mm-hmm. the evening before and the jazz concert the evening after.
So Friday is elevate.
Yes.
Saturday is empower. And then Saturday evening is elegant. But I can be honest with you. If you don't have one of these Bahamian Ella Fitzgeralds out there who take their heels off while they scatting on the mic, right for us.
You've been looking inside my notes, saying to know what. Listen, I have a Bohemian band
the Encore Band 242, and they are something else. I love them. Their music is off the chain. You will be dancing. You will be moving. And then we are having a female artist, jazz saxophonist, Rhoda G. She's coming from the U.S., and she is going to be putting it down. Listen here, you don't want to miss it. Oh, the music is going to be fantastic.
I know they could be a great
Oh, you know that. I mean, they've told me a little bit about what they are planning, and they're not giving me the full thing, but they're hyping me up, so I come to hype up everybody because I know it's going to be a ting. It's going to be
something else. Where are we going to go?
So,
elegance.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Now, if you didn't know, now you know that Elegance is my middle name,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
And no half-stepping here with Judge Carroll, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we will be at the Compass Rose Ballroom of the Margaritaville Resort, and we will fill that hall and we with music and with people and with dancing. And if you get hot, you go outside on the balcony and catch some cool air and fresh breeze, and then you come back inside.
Mm-hmm.
So the
Lovely.
Tickets for the general admission is $150. This is just the jazz concert only on the Saturday night.
Okay.
And VIP, if you want the special lounge seating to snuggle up next to somebody, then you can have, or just, you know, relax your feet and stretch out, then the VIP tickets are $250.
Listen, if I put another $50 on there, will you have an escort? I just need somebody to dance with through the evening.
They can organize that for you. I don't have to add the $50 because I'm sure I will have persons available who will be there to dance with you that evening.
I about to tell you all, start partnering with the Gentlemen's Club and the Debutantes Club, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
when a woman like me come to the event, I could say, hey.
You could have someone you could put on your arm.
Hey, no, that's too much. But I can say, hey, young man, I'm going to need somebody to help me mash the roach. I just need 5 minutes of your time.
Erin, I got you.
Yes.
I have someone in mind, especially. I will say it on the air, but I do have somebody I could help you who could partner with you and smash that roach till you don't even know he was a roach.
Because I think, like the Gentlemen's Club and the Debutantes Club, the Cotillion Club, introducing these young people to high society, right?
Mm-hmm. And I would encourage them to purchase tickets for their people to come to the event.
For their groups?
Because, I mean, it's over 18. And, like I said, Margaritaville Resort, Friday. Why do I keep saying Friday? The VIP dinner is Friday. I'm coming back to that. But Saturday evening, the 4th of October, at 8 p.m., Margaritaville Resort. General admission is $150, and VIP is $250 per person. Each of those is per person.
Okay.
And they can send me a WhatsApp at 828-5878, or you can go to www.judgecarroll.net, and you can purchase your tickets online right there.
All right. Tell us about some of the speakers.
Okay. I'm so glad you asked that question. So we have, I'll start with the Bahamian lineup first.
Okay.
So we have Dekel Quant. A lot of persons may know her as Bowflex Barbie. She is a fitness and health advocate and expert.
Okay.
She will be part of a panel along with Natisha Bain, an experienced attorney, and Melissa Darville, another entrepreneur. And they're going to make up a panel, and they're going to be talking about their experiences and their journey as professional women climbing that ladder to better themselves together.
And in spaces that are not necessarily considered professional spaces, right? I would
Absolutely.
Be excited about that conversation. How do you develop a professional identity, provide professional services, and engender or inculcate, right, within your clients this understanding that for some people this is a hobby, but I'm providing a professional service to you, right?
Yes.
I'd love to be a part, to participate in that panel, to hear what they have to say.
That's Absolutely.
Exciting.
And then also we have, even though it's a women's conference, it's not we are not excluding the men. So Mr. Valdez Russell, who is a noted speaker, he is going to be coming as well. And he's going to be presenting. And then myself as well. I am going to be sharing some of my journey and what it took and also to encourage and empower other women so that, you know, there's a spiritual part of it, there's the professional part of it. All of that is going to be part of it. And I'm just going to drop right in here, too, that it's a 9 to 4 on the Saturday.
Okay.
Okay, well, we start with breakfast before then. Like $447 for the day. Mm-hmm. That includes the jazz concert. So all general, all persons who attend the conference, the jazz concert is included.
Okay.
Meals are included as well.
All right.
When you come to that, when you come to the conference. So breakfast is included, lunch is included, snack breaks are included, as well as these dynamic speakers who are coming to share.
I wanted to talk more, because when you said, you know, participating as well, you talked about a speaker, but I thought, hold on, if I were in human resources, if I was a male in human resources, if I was a male administrator, I would like to be here so that I can understand better how to extract the most from my female staff.
And encourage them, exactly.
Yeah, how to develop the best of you, the individual in this space.
Good for career development, good for your growth, personal and professional growth, and for networking and professional development. The theory, my theory behind the why for doing this conference is there are, I've seen a lot of what they call CPA, continuing courses with the hard, so it's like hard learning for professionals. So if you're a student, you would go to BTVI, UB, other universities, and you would get take your courses and get your credits. Mm-hmm. For working people who are not full-time enrolled in school, there's something called continuing professional education.
Yeah.
So this is the idea behind this conference is it's adjacent to or supportive of the kind of CPA. So it is exactly aimed at, and I would encourage, for example, human resources people to look at sending one or two of their employees to attend the conference to help build them up. So they get these kinds of skills, communicating with clarity, communicating with confidence, networking, goal setting. These are the kinds of topics that we are covering at this conference. So I don't want people to think, oh, it's a women's conference that have nothing to do with me or there's no value in it.
It's a professional enhancement and empowerment opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, thank you. That's right.
I was just thinking about just talking about how going to conferences is a professional learning space, right?
And exactly.
A lot of the advocacy that I have learned, I've not learned in classrooms, but learned in conferences, engaging with other advocates and professionals.
Precisely.
And then stakeholders also joining the conversation.
Yes, and it allows you that opportunity to connect with persons that ordinarily in your day-to-day, week-to-week, and month-to-month experience, you wouldn't encounter them, except that maybe across an email, potentially sometimes over a telephone call. But those kinds of contacts tend to be limited and restricted to the business at hand, transactional. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm ordering something from your company. I need this service, whether it be a commodity type service or whether it be a personal service. Mm-hmm. Those contacts tend to be transactional. The idea with doing this women's conference is that you put these women leaders and women who are looking to advance their careers together to encourage, to mentor, to cooperate, and to share conversations so that, and then they have some back with them
Mr. Nuri, I need somebody to hire me right now. I figured out what I want to do with my life. I need to work in a human resource department, and I need you to just send me to these conferences so I can identify talent and I can identify networks that will produce the most talent and we could, as a corporation, extract the most value from. Sorry, I don't know if that's your job, Judge Carroll, but I'm trying to take that job right away.
No,
this is what the conference provides me as a human resource manager with a project developer or project manager
Absolutely.
With an opportunity to interact
Absolutely.
With potential talent.
And if you think about it, so instead of, for example, going abroad and then you have an airline ticket and accommodation to send your people abroad to conferences, the Munnings Consulting Limited, which is my company, we are producing this at home locally and exposing. So it's a two-way thing, right? Mm-hmm. We are bringing these local professionals to the forefront so that other women, other Bahamians can see them, as well as you, when you come to the conference, you are in and with other like-minded individuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic?
Absolutely.
I'm so thrilled and so excited that this is happening. This has been a passion of mine and a desire of mine. If I can be honest, it's been a number of years that I have had this idea and this vision to do this conference. And finally I said, okay, you know what? Well, I shouldn't say finally I said. The Holy Spirit said to me, it's time. Stop making excuses. And so, you know, with the vision and the drive, you know, God is directing my steps, ordering my steps. I have to give him kudos and give him the glory, because this is, you know, it's a challenge and it's something new, but it's necessary. Mm-hmm. And I really would like as many women as can possibly come. We can accommodate, you know, 250, even up to 300 women in that room. So I don't want anybody to think, there's no space for me. If you are hearing the sound of my voice, that means you need to be in the room.
And understand that the talent within you will make the space for you once
yes.
you get there.
Yes.
When you speak and people feel the positive that you are contributing, they will make space for you.
Yes.
So don't think, contribute, come out.
Exactly. And then you don't know who you're going to meet. So on that Saturday, the 4th of October, we're going to open the doors at 8 a.m. for registration and breakfast, and then we're going to go into the conference starting at about 9 a.m. We're going to open with Danita Seju, who is a transformational life coach, and she is going to challenge us. She's going to bring some fresh insights, help you with some fresh insights. And in the afternoon, then we go into the Bahamian segment, if you will. The whole thing is Bahamian, because we are all of us who are producing it are Bahamian. And then we're going to close out with Miss Aisha Smith, who is an elegance professional herself, personified. She's an entrepreneur, an actress, and a model, and she has something special. Let me tell you, what you're going to get at this conference is like going to be like nothing you've ever experienced.
Wow.
So for $447, you need to find yourself at the British Colonial Hotel in downtown Nassau on the 4th of October.
How do I register? Tell me.
Go to the website, judgecarol.net. There's a tab at the top that says Elevate and Empower. You click on that, and it takes you right to where you can buy your tickets. There's information there. You can see the pictures and the bios and information about what to expect, and everything is right there. Or you can go to, you can send a WhatsApp to 828-5878. Send me a WhatsApp and let me know that you want to get tickets. Remember, the general admission is included. Well, both sessions, the VIP and the general admission, includes the jazz concert.
Okay.
Something spectacular you don't want to miss. You ready for me to tell you about the VIP experience now?
Okay, we got 2 minutes. Tell us quickly.
Okay.
Because so, I was about to tell you how something's in the air. We see, you saw Auntie Bev Whitfield.
Yes.
Starting her etiquette sessions. I said, what a time. I love it. I love it. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, she's a woman with a vision. Okay.
We got 1 minute.
So for VIP guests exclusively, we've got the Portrait Lounge with Tanya Simone Photography. Come camera ready for a glamorous Academy Award style portrait by the country's leading female portrait artist. This session with Tanya is it, and professional posing and lighting against a gorgeous backdrop, okay? So that's Tanya Simone Photography. And then you get your personal brand VIP experience with Gabrielle Mishevich, and it's going to be a branding masterclass followed by a post-conference private in-session. $647 for the VIP package. Yep. You can't beat that with a stick.
Judge Carol?
Yes, ma'am.
It's been a wonderful time. Tell us again, when are we going to Elevate, Empower,
We're
going to Elegance?
Elevate and Empower the 3rd and 4th of October. Go to www.judgecarol.net or 828-5878. Tickets are available now.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. A night of elegance, an opportunity for professional development. It
Absolutely.
Will be a time. Thank you, Judge
Thank
Carol.
Thank you for having me, and I'm excited to see you there.
I'm glad you're here in this capacity and not the other, because I may not have been behaving. It's the Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry, and joining us today, Judge Carol Munnings.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure, you guys.
Thank
now
you.
Stay tuned for Guardian Radio Today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio Bahamas.